Okay, we're live on the Zoom call. We'll be live on YouTube in just a moment. All right, we're live all around, folks.
All right, thank you, Victor. I want to welcome everyone who's here tonight. Thank you for being with us. We're going to try to answer as many questions as we can. And if we don't get to your answer or to your questions, we'll create a document where we answer the rest of them and post it on our COVID resources page on the website. I'm going to apologize right now. Rachel is dealing with a family emergency, so I am both answering questions and reading questions. So you're going to have to bear with me. The first question is for Katie. Katie, this has to do with mask wearing. We have a parent who wants to know if children with asthma need to wear masks while at school.
So it's a good question. I've had a couple parents reach out about this. With asthma, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has some recommendations out there. One is trying different masks. So that's kind of a basic, simple one. Trying different ones that see if maybe the fabric that you have is too thick. They also make masks that are moisture wicking, and so those sometimes are easier to breathe through. Also bandanas, so it just covers the nose and the mouth, but it hangs down, and sometimes those are a little bit easier to breathe in. But also it would be something for your child's either allergist or pediatrician to assess your child's asthma status. Because if they're having uncontrolled asthma or they're having to use their inhaler fairly frequently, and the doctor will determine what's considered frequently. If their asthma is uncontrolled, it may be something that the doctor considers that maybe that child should be virtual here because of their risk. So trying different masks, the moisture wicking mask, and then the bandana also. But if you have any questions, you're always welcome to email me.
Great, thank you, Katie. So what happens if a student loses their mask while on campus? I know on my campus, we'll have a stockpile of masks available for anyone who loses theirs or doesn't have one, so we'll just hand them a new one. I'm pretty sure that's the same on the K-6 campus.
Yes.
Are there additional safeguards in place for close contact services like speech, physical therapy, or occupational therapy?
Yes, you want to respond to that, Katie? But I can say that the K-6 campus will have plexiglass dividers, especially for the speech and our PT. And then some of our classrooms will also have our plastic dividers that we can see kids responding and can work with them. But those dividers will not be available in every room, but we are putting those in the rooms where they're needed. So yes.
Katie, did you have anything to add?
Every classroom will also have their own hand sanitizer dispenser, touch-free with hand sanitizer, to bring their own hand sanitizer as well, but it will be throughout the campus. Hand hygiene will be strongly encouraged as well. But our teachers also have clear masks so that the child can still see what they're teaching, but still maintaining that safety.
Right, and so the next question is, will students be allowed to bring their own hand sanitizer? They are welcome to do that on the 712 campus. I would encourage them not to share that hand sanitizer. Right. So if you bring your own hand sanitizer, it's yours. Just like if you bring your own hairbrush, it's yours and you shouldn't share it.
Right.
Will there
same
be-
Same on the K-6 campus.
Right. Will there be touch-free soap and paper towel dispensers on the campuses? This is a no for me.
We have some touch-free towel dispensers. And we have some air dryers. So those are available.
Will the number of students in the bathrooms be limited? I know on the case on the 712 campus, we've talked about allowing a limited number of people to go to the bathroom at one time from any one location, but there's no way to monitor exactly how many people are in the bathroom at a time. So again, it will come down to encouraging good hand washing, making sure their masks are on, and they're maintaining social distancing.
Right, and at the K-6 campus, we have hall monitors that will monitor hallway traffic. So with that in place, we'll be able to kind of keep an eye on the number of students going into the restroom at the same time. And then all of our kindergarten classes have their own facilities.
Okay, Katie, I think you'll probably be able to best answer this one because it has to do with coordinating with the Arkansas Department of Health. The question is, what would cause the schools to pivot to all virtual learning?
So once we receive a report of a positive case, staff member, I would contact the Arkansas Department of Health school hotline. I've already had to contact them one time, so I know that they are on call all the time. And they take the report from me as far as what I know about the case, where they were, give us guidance based on what classroom, the symptoms, when the symptoms started. Arkansas Department of Health will guide us in a possible closure of one campus or both campuses. But they will really guide the closure. We will immediately contact Arkansas Department of Health once we are notified of a positive case. So we need our parents making sure that we're informed if you have a positive case in your family, because it doesn't necessarily mean we're shutting down the entire school. It will come from the Department of Health, whether we just need to make sure that class quarantines, because it can vary depending on the case. But we are working really closely with Arkansas Department of Health.
And that is true for every school in Arkansas. That's our directive from the state, is to contact the Arkansas Department of Health, and they will determine where we need to go from there. So they are telling us what direction we need to go when we have positive cases identified.
And I might add that the real Matt Young has this conference.
Yay.
Thanks a lot, Ms.
Okay, Matt, you said you could answer this question earlier. How do parents and students try out Lincoln Learning before school starts?
We will be sending out a link on Friday. So there is a intro video that's aimed at different grade levels that we'll share. And then there's also a demo account. And then those that signed up for the virtual, we're hoping that you will be able to get your accounts the week before school starts.
And I will say, once you have that login information, even if there's not classroom work posted already, as soon as you have it, you can log in, and there are tutorials for each grade level specific on how it works and how you ask for help and what to do if there's a technological issue and all of those things. They're pretty cool little videos. How much parent involvement is required for Lincoln Learning?
It will depend on your child and even the subject matter for your child. Some students will be able to pick that up and really be, you know, just facilitated, just watched. We also will have some teachers that are available on call for students that are doing virtual learning for either a Zoom session, or they will be getting checked in on while they're in that virtual environment. So, but it does depend on the child, and it does depend on the subject for that child.
My teachers are using Lincoln Learning as their, the teachers who are using it as their curriculum. So it's not something they're putting out there that kids would then self-pace through. It would be part of what the student is using, regardless of where they are. So there would be a lot more teacher involvement on the high school campus, as there should be for subject matter. Next question. Will online students be on a set bell schedule? Can they work ahead? Can they just work on certain days? This is different for the different campuses, so I'm going to answer first. We will have a set bell schedule, and if your student is able to work with that set bell schedule, that is what we would prefer for you to do. We'll have resources available for students who have to be asynchronous, but if it's possible for your student to engage during the school day, that's what we would prefer to happen. Teachers are not going to be available off of their contract hours, so they'll be answering emails during their school day, but they won't be teaching late into the night. Students won't be able to work ahead. Instruction will be differentiated, so kids who need more enrichment will get more enrichment. Kids who need more remediation will get more remediation. But you won't be able to like finish Algebra 2 in 9 weeks. And then can they work on just certain days? Again, for me, it's we're working on the bell schedule when those classes are scheduled. So if they have to, we can be flexible, but we would prefer that they work as if they were on campus. Matt.
For students on the K-6 campus that choose the virtual option, it does give us a lot more flexibility. But like Heather said, those students will not have access, quote, to their virtual teachers during that time. So if they need to Zoom and ask questions, that would not be available. But the videos for the teaching and learning are available at all times. They're also able to, I know I've talked to some parents about work schedules and these different type of things. So if a kid does need to work on Saturday because no one's able to help them on Friday, that is not a problem for the K-6, just because the content is very different than the 712 campus. And also when we talk about like working ahead, many of the subjects at the K-6 level, we will be giving your lessons a week at a time. So you can balance your work schedule that way, but you will not be finishing first grade by the end of October.
Okay. Will virtual students participate in live Zoom sessions with their teachers and in-person peers? For me, this depends on the instructor and what's going on in the classroom. Matt?
If you're on the virtual, we are looking at doing some virtual socialization type events. I know Heather's talked about that too at the high school level. But if you're choosing to do virtual, then you won't be Zooming with your teachers. Now, if you are blended or if you are at the on-campus model and if the state tells us to close down at a time, those students will be in a Zoom-type format.
Okay, so that leads into the next question, which is if school shut down, will all students start using Lincoln Learning and will they keep the same teacher? So my teachers will continue, whatever they're doing. I'm hoping that they're trying to make it as similar as possible for in-person versus blended. Obviously some things will change, but keeping it as similar as possible so that when they flip, it's a seamless flip. So whether the teacher is using their own digital curriculum that they're posting in Google Classroom or they're using Lincoln Learning, they'll have the same teacher. That teacher is the teacher of record for all 712 classes. And then it will just continue where they left off in the classroom.
And at the K-6, kind of like we touched on, if you choose the virtual options, there will be teachers assigned for you during that whole virtual time, whether the whole building is virtual or not. But those that are on campus or blended will still be in their classrooms as they are when the school is fully open.
Okay, so for hybrid learning, what if my student is on campus for a class, but their next class has a Zoom call that starts immediately after the end of the class that they were in person for? I think this primarily applies to me. I would just have that student touch base with the teacher because none of those teachers are going to be doing 90-minute Zoom sessions. So they'll probably do a 30-minute Zoom with half the class and a 30-minute Zoom with the other half the class, or 45 or whatever. And so I would just have that student communicate with the teacher that they need to be in the second Zoom session for that period. They're always, of course, welcome to stay on campus and sit in a socially distanced desk and do the Zoom from there as well. Is there a cap to the number of students that will be allowed on campus? There is not. We cannot legally cap that number. So will my hybrid student have the same teacher for their online work and their in-person work? Matt, I think that's you, maybe.
Okay. If you choose to be hybrid or blended, then your on-campus teacher will be in charge of your online work. And kind of like Heather, some of our teachers will be utilizing the Lincoln learning environment for some of that, but they will also have some pieces that are done through Google Classroom.
How do I access last year's report cards? I think you need to email each individual principal for that, and we can help you answer that question if that's a question that you have. How much supervision will be given to the students to keep them socially distant? So the study hall, the large study hall groups on the 712 campus are supervised all the time, and teachers will be going to those spaces to retrieve students to take them to their classes, so they're supervised in the hallways as well. So there's near constant supervision happening on my campus.
And at the K-6 campus, students will be in their classrooms. And when they do go places, like for specials, because some of their specials classes they will travel to, and for PE, they will be escorted to and from.
What will parent-teacher conferences look like this September? We had lots of positive feedback about the way that we did parent-teacher conferences in April, so from both teachers and from parents. So we'll be sending out Calendly links for parents to pick specific times and dates that have Zoom sessions already embedded. So the parent will pick the time that they want to meet with the teacher in a Zoom session, and then that's how we'll do it. If they would like to meet in person, that will be up to whether the teacher's comfortable doing that.
And our goal on our campus for the students that are either blended or on-campus students, that we will have in-person conferences if possible. And we will set those up through a similar format like Sign Up Genius like we have in the past.
We had a question about what is the future of PTA, PTG. Those are questions that we can't answer. They need to be directed to the PTA or the PTG board because they're separate entities. While they support the school, we don't control them. So if you have questions about that, please reach out to our PTA or PTG board. Can families that qualify for free and reduced lunch and choose virtual learning pick up to-go lunches? Yes, you can pick up to five breakfast and lunch packs at a time per student. So there will be a survey going out probably on Friday asking you about your nutrition preferences for your student, whether they're gonna eat on campus for breakfast and lunch. You're gonna send lunch and or breakfast, or you would like to be able to pick it up. If you are picking up meals regardless of where your student goes to school, so for either campus, picking up meals will happen on the 712 campus from the loading zone on Fifth Street. How will in-person students socialize? How will virtual students socialize? So in-person students are gonna be allowed to talk to people that are 6 feet distance from them, in their area. They'll also be part of classroom discussions in the classrooms, things like that. We've already had some students ask if they could create virtual lunch groups, like Zoom lunch groups, and we're fine with that happening. Rachel and I will create Zoom socializers too, like playing online board games or card games or silly things as well. So we're going to provide a bunch of different socialization opportunities. If we fail to have any participation, those things will go away. So if your student wants those things to happen, make sure that they're actually participating in them.
And on the K-6 campus, you know, those students will be in the classroom together in their homeroom class. So they will have that time. We will also be having our lunch in our classrooms. So that will be a time that students can socialize. And then our kindergarten through fourth grade students will have a recess time. You know, it will not be recess like it used to be, but it will be outside time where they can be loud and play with their friends and get to see their friends. And we are working on a rotation so that way they're not with the same, that classes will be paired up. But it will be a different class. They're paired up every week within their grade level. That way they get to see friends from across their grade level.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to let you answer this question. If a student requires testing for learning disabilities, how will that be handled? How do parents request testing?
Absolutely. So we will still be having meetings when someone thinks they need their child tested. Beth Scott is our new student services manager for the district. So she will be working with students for IEPs, 504s, ESL, any extra additional assistance that a student can need. So please contact Beth Scott, and her email is bscott@artsk12.org, and her name is already on our website. And she will set up a meeting with the corresponding campus. We will get together and then figure out the best plan of action to get that testing done.
For students who choose virtual or blended, are their IEPs still in place as if they were on campus? Are we allowed to make any changes to their IEP needs?
We actually had a meeting today with the state about this, Ms. Scott, Ms. Ride, and I. And if your child chose blended, or if they chose to be virtual and they're on an IEP, Ms. Scott will be contacting you because we do want to discuss the options, because we'll be coming up with a schedule of services that are appropriate for your child in that environment. Because the schedule we made at the previous meeting was one thinking that you were going to be at school 5 days a week. And we just want to make sure we give your child the appropriate amount of time.
Okay. If a parent needs to change their learning option choice before the semester, are they allowed to do that? Yes, you are. You need to send an email directly to either myself or to Matt, and then we will change your choice in our spreadsheets. Number three, will there be time for the virtual students to get extra tutoring or more one-on-one time, or is that up to each teacher? My teachers are responsive to kids who need extra help. So if your child is struggling, please have them reach out to the teachers. They're good about finding time during their day to make sure that they get extra help. It may be in a small group basis, but they're good about that. So please reach out to those teachers.
And our students at the K-6 campus that'll be on the virtual option will have assigned teachers to them. And those assigned teachers will have what we're calling like open office hours or times that they're available on Zoom, or you can always direct emails directly to that teacher and they will get back to you either via phone call or via Zoom, or they may just even send your student a video on how to do this concept they're struggling with.
Yeah. Will kids be allowed to bring backpacks to and from school? Yes, that's a necessity on my campus with the things that kids will be required to take back and forth. We don't have walkers, so those backpacks will be staying with that student at their desk or at their desk in the classroom when they're taking stuff to the classroom. Any desk in a general ed classroom, like if you're in a study hall, you have your assigned desk. If you're going to an English classroom, after you've left that desk, the teacher will be disinfecting it before another student sits there. So that's how we're limiting germ transmission there. And kids are allowed to have backpacks on the case.
Katie, did you want to, Nurse Katie, did you want to add anything about backpacks?
Yeah, we have talked about backpacks, about whether or not they should be allowed. I have not found any evidence that there's a big concern with carrying backpacks back and forth. So I think that it would be, you know, much increased risk. And with our, especially with our little ones, whether it's accidents or carrying their lunch, and it's just, it's so much for them to carry. So K through six, you can have backpacks as well.
Okay, Matt, this one is for you. Since fourth through sixth graders will not be switching classes, will they have their own personal locker to avoid germ spread from locker to locker?
They will have a space assigned for their classroom setup.
Yeah. Okay. This goes back to quarantine. So the question is, if a child in our class it tests positive for coronavirus, will the entire class need to quarantine? And again, referring back to Katie's answer earlier, anytime we're notified of a positive case, Katie will contact the Arkansas Department of Health and give them all of the information that we have, and then they will tell us what they want our response to be. Right, Katie?
Yeah, so just to add on to it, part of the things that I would, or Maribel would do as well, would be to gather all of the probable or close contacts. So we would actually contact those people to tell them after we call the Arkansas Department of Health that they need to quarantine. So if it's a classroom, it would be everyone in that classroom, which is why we're trying to keep classes together and not mix students around, so that if we did have to quarantine a classroom, we're hopefully not having to shut down an entire school. So if a child in the classroom comes back positive, likely it will mean that the classroom would need to quarantine.
Okay, will new incoming 712 students be able to get a school tour, find classrooms and lockers before the first day? If you are a new student to the 712 campus, on the webpage, you can click on request a 712 campus tour, and then select the time that works for you, and we will give socially distanced with masks on tours to new families. There are no lockers on the 712 campus, so you don't have to worry about finding your locker, but we can make sure that you know where classrooms are. Same question for K-6 campus. Matt, will they be able to get a tour and find their classrooms?
If someone is new and like to come take a tour, they can email anyone in the front office, Ms. Lewis, Ms. Fries, Mr. Skelton, or myself, and we can get that arranged. We will also be having a live open house that will be at specific times that you will receive a sign-up link for. That way we're limiting how many people are on campus and only at certain times. So they will also have the opportunity that evening before school starts.
Okay, so we got through all the preloaded questions and now I'm in the question and answer tab. What do teachers need? Lysol, hand wipes, hand sanitizer? What can parents do or give you to help? I think on both campuses that any extra Lysol or hand sanitizer or Clorox wipes, any of that would be welcome on either campus, as would gloves, latex-free gloves. So those things are going to be helpful. And then I have told several parents who have asked me this question that what I need most from you is your patience, because it's going to be different. And I need your patience.
Absolutely. On the patience piece, you know, we learn something new every day from a state Zoom meeting or a memo that comes out. So no, we are trying to stay ahead, but we're always hearing something new every day, just like you all are. But, you know, and if you guys are able to find Clorox wipes somewhere, please send me an email, because I do not shop at that place. So, but yes, anything would be, we'd be blessed to have. I don't know. I know Nurse Katie put something out about masks. Nurse Katie and Maribel have done an amazing job using the funds we were given to help during this time for COVID resources on ordering and researching. Nurse Katie, is there anything specific that would help you?
I think child-sized masks. We have mask donations, which are amazing. The concerns I'm running through my head right now are making sure that they fit well on our little faces. So yeah, if you have made some or you want to donate some child-sized masks, I think that would be wonderful.
All right, next question. Did we get clear direction on masks? Last I knew, the policy was still being considered. So I know the board has requested that we make masks mandatory for everyone who's on campus. And I think they are considering a policy next Tuesday at the Tuesday night board meeting. Anyone else have anything to add to that?
I will say the state did issue a mask recommendation, we'll say, mm-hmm. today. So we just got that today. Nurse Katie has spent a lot of time working with various health departments to come up with a policy that is safe for our kids and appropriate for kindergarten through 12th grade students. And it is something that's being worked on, and the board hopefully will decide on Tuesday.
So we have a question. Is there an opportunity for elementary kids who are 100% virtual to still have specials, specifically fifth and sixth grade electives?
Yes. If you will, you can email myself or Ms. Lewis to choose the blended model. Because the blended model allows a student to choose when they're on campus at any time. We already have some students that are coming just for specials. The question now at this time would be, is the special you're requesting, does it have enough space? Because we have had to adjust class size to help with social distance.
So this question, again, is for elementary students. How will discipline, I'm not sure that's the right word, work if a student takes off their mask or doesn't want to wear it at school?
Well, we will work with, and it depends on the age of the student. You know, a 5-year-old and a 12-year-old are different things. And I think it's knowing the reasons behind and figuring that out, and then working with the student, possibly bringing in Ms. Shover, depending on what the concerns are. Also talking to Nurse Katie if there's some medical concerns there. But our goal is to keep everybody safe as we can. And for a child that's having difficulty with that, we would need to come up with the best plan to help them have built-in mask breaks or what they can do.
Okay, the next question is, when is the first day on campus for hybrid students, and will we get schedule information? It doesn't specify which campus, so I'm going to answer this for my campus. There, August 21st will be the day where parents and students can sign up for a specific time to come pick up their Chromebook and their planner and all the things that we have that they'll need for the school year. And then if you're a student who chose the Monday-Tuesday option, Monday the 24th is your first day of school. If you're a student who chose the Thursday-Friday option, then Thursday the 27th is your first day of school. Matt?
And for the K-6 campus, similar to Heather, it will depend on what you chose. For students that chose Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then the 24th will be your first day. For students that chose a Tuesday, Thursday, the Tuesday will be your first day. But the first week of school will be the 24th. And you will be getting emails the week before school starts for those that chose a blended model, making sure you know what you put down at the time, because we know sometimes changes get made. So that way you're aware of what we have you down for and if we need to make adjustments.
Parent question, what are the options for students? So you have the option to be 100% on campus every day, all 5 days a week. You have the option to be completely virtual, so never setting foot on campus. And you you have the option to be some blend. So for the high school campus, you could choose to be there on Monday, Tuesday, or on Thursday, Friday, or you could communicate with teachers to figure out exactly which classes you want to be at. I do want to note that if you're choosing that customized blend, that doesn't mean that your kid would have dance, for example, 2 days or 3 days a week. They may be only meeting with that teacher in person in the dance studio once a week, but having virtual things that they're doing the rest of the time. And that's to accommodate social distancing in all of our classrooms. Matt?
And for the students on the K-6 campus, the on-campus option, and then there is the complete virtual option, and then our blended option is basically if you're going to come to campus for anything, you are choosing a blended option. So we have some students that are just coming for their specials and arts classes, but please make sure that you mark your request as blended. If you're going to be coming at all, we have some students coming half days, some students coming 4 days, but please make sure on the form. And if you make a change, please email us so that we can be aware and make that change in our system.
Do we know about Rogers Activity Center offering after school care yet?
Yes, they will be offering after school care. We are working on the details with them. So hopefully today's Wednesday. So I'm hoping by this Friday, they will be sending out something. And so will we telling you about the details of that program.
If you're bringing students for just a few classes, how many minutes before a class should a student arrive for those classes? I would say about 10 minutes, enough time to have your temperature taken and answer the screening questions and then walk to where your classroom is on my campus. Matt, is that about the same for you?
Yes, about the same amount of time. Please remember if you're bringing your child for just a partial day or bringing your child late, to call the front office when you arrive, and someone will come out to your car to meet your child before they exit so we can check their temperature before they come onto campus and before you leave.
That's true for the 712 campus too.
So, and if we have a question about the temperature, please know our protocol will be notifying either Nurse Katie on the K-6 or Nurse Maribel on the 712. For them to come out and do further assessment if needed.
Matt, this is a question for you. Will there be a kindergarten screening this year? And if so, will there be a virtual option to complete the kindergarten screening for virtual students?
So we are working on a plan on how we can do the screening. The first plan will be working on the students that are coming live on campus. But then we are talking about how we can do virtual screenings, or if people are comfortable even coming in on a one-to-one basis with someone, or if they need to be virtual. So incoming kindergarten parents should be looking for an email at the beginning of next week.
When will 712 campus receive their Chromebooks? My plan right now is to distribute those on Friday, August 21st, and parents will be signing up for a specific time of day to come in and pick those Chromebooks up from their advisory teachers. And again, before you're allowed to set foot on campus, you'll pass a temperature screening and assure us that you have not come in contact with anyone who's COVID positive. K-6 question, will virtual students be assigned a specific homeroom teacher? If so, when will that teacher be announced?
If they are a virtual student, they will be given to someone that has a virtual teacher caseload. If they decide to come back to school, either on campus or blended, then they would change. But as long as they're in the complete virtual option, then they will have a virtual teacher to reach out to.
Hey, really quick to interrupt, I apologize, but on the prior question about Chromebook pickup, Matt, I think you might need to answer also, because there may be students that from K-6 that would need Chromebooks also, the ones that are fully virtual.
I will work with the man's voice that you just heard to come up with a checkout plan for the K-6 virtual students. I know many of our K-6 students marked that they would be using a device, a personal device, But we will be sending out something for those to come pick up that would like to utilize a school device during their virtual time.
Okay, the next question concerns the virtual weeks that were vacation weeks on the original calendar. So will those virtual weeks be self-paced, or are there going to be Zoom meetings happening that week? So those are instructional weeks. My guidance to teachers is going to be that families very well probably had vacations scheduled during that time, and so to be flexible. And again, attendance is just based on did you complete an engagement activity for those classes each day. So whether that's a simple question that you're answering or watching a video, things like that. If you know that you're going to be gone during that virtual week, please reach out to us ahead of time, because there is the possibility that we could get you that work ahead of time, or make sure that you have time to complete it when you come back. All right, will there be virtual new student orientation before school begins? Yes, so we'll be scheduling those for 7-12 students. So there's a different orientation for each grade level for the 7-12 campus. And we'll be scheduling those and sending out information on Monday about how it functions and where you can ask questions and those kinds of things. So that will happen on my campus. Or it will happen virtually, but you'll get that information early next week.
And on the K-6 campus, we'll also have virtual open houses. It will probably be more like by grade band, you know, so it may be a K-1 virtual open house, just so we can address a lot of questions at once and introduce you to teachers then. So, but it will be a virtual. Now, once your child is ready to come to school physically, we can definitely set up a time for them to come see the school on the grounds.
I'm doing too many things at once. All right, for the virtual option, I know that a teacher will be assigned and be available if needed, but is it possible to have a standing weekly meeting? Considering teachers' workload, just wanted to see if that's a realistic expectation. Matt, I think that's probably mostly for you.
I think it's something you could definitely reach out to the teacher for, and we could start that way. But I think it'll also depend on what your child's learning that week. You know, I think some weeks and some subjects your child's going to be like, oh, I've got this topic. Or I really understand that. There's going to be another week or another subject that they may need to talk to someone two or three times a week. But, you know, if you're looking more for a check-in, that would be something that you could set up with your virtual teacher. And then the other thing to think about is where the emotional component is there. You know, if we need someone just from the school to check in, like a school counselor or someone else, just to see how they're doing during this unique time.
Okay, the next question, has a finalized school year calendar been released? So we did release through social media and email the calendar that we are proposing to the board that satisfies the governor's late start mandate and keeps all the days that we have to have to satisfy Arkansas state law. That is on the board agenda for approval Tuesday night at 6:30. So if you want to sign up to make a comment about the calendar for whatever reason, you're welcome to do that. After the board meeting, hopefully we'll have an approved calendar. Okay, on the 7-12 campus, are the A days and B days going to have different instruction since there's a blended learning option? Will teachers be teaching the same lessons on both Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or will the lessons be different for each day? They will probably be different. So there is no way to teach what must be taught in a year if we have to teach the same thing for an entire week rather than continuing. So if you're blended, your in-person time is that time to see a teacher face-to-face to ask the questions that you need answered so that you have a really full understanding but there is still going to be content that you're responsible for on days that you are not in the class. And hopefully there are class discussions and things that you can participate in through a Zoom session, but they won't look the same. So like if you're a Monday, Tuesday student, the kids who come in on Thursday, Friday will not be seeing the same thing that you saw in class on Monday, Tuesday, if that makes sense. If you want to call me and have a conversation about that, please do. Okay, any way to get our blended schedule ahead of time? Like we thought, we chose on campus Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So if you have a question, if you don't remember what you chose and you would like to know, you can send an email to me and either I will answer it or I will forward it to someone who can. Wednesday is not reserved for virtual students. So the campus is open, but on the 712 campus, there's limited direct instruction from teachers that day. So that's the day where teachers can focus on virtual students and making sure their virtual plans are in place and things like that. And that's to hopefully avoid teacher burnout and trying to manage multiple things. I know that one of our speech therapists has already planned to see some speech students on Wednesdays because she knows they're not going to be pulled for other things. I've had a couple of teachers ask if they can pull students who need extra remediation who are on campus. And my answer is, of course you can, that's your decision. So there just won't be guaranteed teacher face-to-face instruction happening on Wednesdays on the 712 campus, if that makes sense. Okay, what will the protocol if your child gets sick or has a fever midday, what's the protocol look like for that, Katie?
So Maribel and I will be following the same protocol when it comes to symptoms. The CDC released guidance for schools when it comes to what would warrant isolation. And isolation on the 712 campus in the health office behind Maribel, there's a door. The door will be replaced with a door that has a window so she can see inside, but the students will be in that room until they can be picked up. On the K-6 campus, there is an office right outside of Mr. Young and Mr. Skelton's office that will be sectioned off and made into four separate isolation areas. The CDC guidance is really good because it takes into account that anything can cause certain symptoms. But if they're on campus and they become ill, likely they will be isolated. But where the flexibility is whether or not they need to then quarantine based on another set of questions, or if they can return to school after 24 hours, fever-free, vomit-free, without meds. Because we want to try and curb absences as much as possible, but we want to be as cautious as we can. So that would be the protocol.
Okay. Will there be an insurance plan for Chromebooks this year? Victor, you want to answer that one?
Yeah, sure. There will be. Like other years, we'll still have the $25 insurance policy that you can purchase. You can purchase it through My Payments Plus, or if you're comfortable coming to campus, you can bring the checks to the office. Or check cash, that type of thing.
For 712 virtual classes, how will structures for dyslexia be handled? That is a specific question for Stacy Bingham, who teaches that course. I know that she has a plan for how she will be addressing that with her students. So you are welcome to send Stacy a specific email asking her about what that plan is. When participating in the hybrid option and having students attending art classes or various other classes, when should we reach out to those specific teachers? Teachers are off contract until August 17th. So you're welcome to send them an email, but you may not get a response until August 17th. And then remember that at least three of those days on my campus are dedicated to professional development. So they will be busy as lifelong learners themselves on those days. So you don't expect an immediate response during that week, but they are back on contract August 17th. Are Fridays still alternating A, B days? I'm pretty sure this is for the 712 campus. No. So Monday, Tuesday, Monday is always an A day. Tuesday is always a B day. Thursday is always an A day. Friday is always a B day until we go back to normal. And when we go back to normal, we don't alternate Fridays. Just every day is the opposite of what it was. So if today's an A day, the next day that I'm in school will be a B day, and vice versa. So some days you'll have Monday, Wednesday, Friday are A days, and Tuesday, Thursday, the next week would be A days, and then vice versa for B days. Are there any virtual specials for fourth through sixth graders that don't require going to school?
Yes, there will be some options for all K through six students that are virtual. And for students that select the virtual option, they will get that list. That way they can choose which of those they take.
How will community supplies be handled, specifically in first grade classrooms, but I'm sure that that applies to all elementary classrooms as well.
We will be limiting what are called community supplies and more have individual supplies for this school year just to stay safe or to stay as safe as we can. So students will have either individual boxes, individual zipper pouches, depending on the supply. So it will not be like, here's the bin of crayons like we've had in the past. You know, a child will have, this is your group of crayons, this is your pencil. That way we can help limit those type of concerns. And that's, you know, kindergarten through sixth grade. Now, when we talk about like our PE classes, when we talk about those, we have some sanitation process we'll go through, like to spray the balls every time after we've used them. And SSC, who is our custodial provider, is providing us with equipment to make things safe in an allotted time period.
Okay, if my child chooses elective only days when they start needing more help with a subject like math, would we be able to start coming to campus for that subject? The answer is yes. Just let us know that you need to change when you're going to be on campus. If you are going from virtual to being on campus, or from being very limited on campus to wanting to be on campus more, give us a week ahead of time before you make that change so we can make sure that we have everything set up for social distancing. And that's the same for both campuses, right, Matt? It is. I'm just going to answer it for him. It is. Will there be any virtual clubs on the 712 campus? Yes, I know that Dungeons and Dragons continued to meet virtually last year. They found a virtual platform to play. I'm pretty sure the anime club decided to do virtual meetings and watch anime cartoons together virtually. I'm not sure how that worked. I wasn't there, but I know that they did it. So yes, there will be virtual clubs and organizations meeting on the 712 campus. When can we stop by to pick up, it says laptop, but I'm assuming you mean Chromebooks. And again, we'll have appointments on August 21st that parents can sign up for to come in and pick up their Chromebooks. If that doesn't work for you, you just have to let us know and we'll find another time to get that Chromebook to you.
And we will send out a plan for the K-6 campus on when that checkout would be.
Right. If your student is going to be completely 100% virtual, what can you do to help your student be successful? So This is from an emotional and mental standpoint. Make them get up and get dressed, because it makes a difference. If you're lazying about in your pajamas, it's harder to focus. You're not in gear for thinking about what you have to do. So just the act of getting up, brushing your teeth, putting clothes on helps change your brain gear from I'm at home relaxing to I'm ready for work. So I would encourage them to do that. If it's possible to keep them on a schedule that's very similar to the school schedule, I would also recommend that. Reach out to teachers immediately. If you're starting to struggle with anything or you have a question, reach out, because we don't want anyone to feel frustrated or like they're falling behind. That's our job, is to make sure that you feel supported. If they have a space that can be their workspace that's as free from distraction as you can make it, that is a good thing to offer. Like, I have children who love video games. They're not allowed to work where the video games are because they're too big of a distraction. Bedrooms are sometimes dangerous places to allow kids, especially teenagers, to work because they have lots of things in their bedroom that are distracting to them. So if it can be somewhere in the middle of the house that's also relatively free of distraction, that's what I would recommend. Matt, do you have anything to add to that?
The only thing I would add is make sure your kids go outside.
Yep.
Because, you know, just going out, getting some fresh air, getting some vitamin D, and make sure they're taking breaks from their work. You know, in a typical school day or a typical work day for all of us, there are times. I know we will have some kids that are like, nope, I'm just going to get it done. I'm just going to get it done, get it done. Well, you know, for their emotional health, the mental health, and for us to get the best academic work from them, breaks are necessary. And check in on them. Make sure, you know, even though they're going to say everything's great, you know, everything great is a typical answer, or everything's good, or maybe just, you know, make sure you're checking in. And sometimes definitely email their teachers. They're either their virtual teachers or a lot of teachers, because even though something's turned in, doesn't mean it was correct or done correctly. So make sure that you can be there with them.
Okay, we have one last question from a parent, and it's a question that we can't really answer. The question is, do we have a new CEO? I can tell you that that job has not been officially offered to anyone right now, but there's supposed to be an update at the school board meeting again on Tuesday. So make sure that you tune in, and if you have questions, remember to sign up for one of those speaking spots so that you can have your opinions and your voice heard. If there are no more questions, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing, either virtually or in person, our students and staff in a short 17 days.
Ms. Wright, great job being the narrator and commentator tonight. It was amazing.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And if you have specific questions for us, feel free to send us an email. Good night.
Good night.